Right now on VFN TV, we're going to go to Switzerland, Davos, Switzerland, the economic summit where President Trump lets them know how he has, by God's help, made America great again. $7 trillion of wealth has come to America. The details are coming up. But also, we're going to talk about how America has been made great again, safe again, prosperous again, smart again, and faith is being protected again in America. And finally, we're going to have some VFN KB success secrets. That's right, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me today is John Ramos.
Hello.
I am so glad to be here with you.
Amen.
And
I am too.
And all the crew that makes this thing happen. But most of all, you know, we're so grateful that you are here. We love our community. We like to call you our tribe. We're tribal, right? We're
yes.
all coming together in community. It's us together. The me has finally become a we. And we love your calls, your emails, and your comments, and everything that you're doing. It's just so encouraging.
It is, and we love hearing yeah. from you. Always do your best to be in communication with us as we're trying to be in communication with you.
Yeah, we just have one of our listeners, you know, I don't want to say the particular listener's name or part of our tribe, you know, that he called up and contacted us because God's given him dreams.
Wow.
And he shared some pretty awesome dreams, you know, and we want to hear from you. What's
yes,
God saying, you know? Comment below or... you know, call us, email us, you know, go to vfnkb.com to share the details that's going on. But it's us together. We all know in part and prophesy in part, but when we come together, and there is a time right now, John, that so many people feel alone.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they
yeah.
never felt more unheard than they've never ever felt before.
Isolated.
Too. And the thing about it is God's called us to come together. And if you don't pick your community right now, if you don't find out who you're related to and connect with your tribe, because there's so much information coming at us.
Yeah.
God has communities. He has tribes set up where you're not going to receive your news the way you received your news before. You're not going to have these relationships and do business. It's going to be all within your tribe. It could be, you know, a million people in your connected tribe. You know, ours is all over the world.
Sure.
You know, just give a shout out to Cape Town, South Africa. But, you know, understand this, that we got to connect now, because things are the typical way of communicating and broadcasting. That's going to be shutting down mm-hmm. because they're only there because they make money there.
Mm.
But when your tribe is there, we'll support what we believe in. We'll support what we want to. We'll
that's
do
right.
business with people who do business with us. And so that's the thing that happens with VFNKB and VFN TV.
Supporting the values that we all collectively are
correct.
Important to
and
us.
And you can trust the source, John. You know
important.
That they're doing their best to find the facts out of what was going on. And we have over 6,000 plus articles and programs that we've done over the years, but every one of them sourced.
Mm-hmm.
So many people just say stuff.
Right.
But you can go to vfnkb.com and go to the torch, and if you scroll down after reading that article or listening to it or watching and whatever, we have all the sources there. So you can say, this is how I know this to be true.
That's right.
Very important.
Hmm.
That's, you know, it's funny how they try to burn the books when all of a sudden they want to do a new thing.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We already have them all. We
That's
have
right.
thousands and thousands of them for you. Made it simple to be able to find. And you can even search the torch. You know, you can even search it and find out. You have a topic or, you know, we have topics on the side. As a matter of fact, you might be able to see it when this is going on. But just go to vfnkb.com and hit the torch, and you have prophecies that encourage you, inspire you in your workplace, help you in education. And I want to encourage all the educators out there, the school board superintendents, the school boards. Listen, God wants his name be brought back up in education in America. And Florida's making that happen. We'll be talking about that. But while you're in office, say you want an elective in your school where the students can take a course in the Bible.
The Bible, absolutely.
It's an elective. Kentucky's done it. The whole state's done it. You can do it. Don't worry about what else. I mean, if it's our country, it's our kids, it's our money. You know, and we could do what the Constitution allows, and it's just an elective. So I want to encourage you right now to pray with us as part of our tribe. You say, you know what? I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to pray with them, and maybe you are one of them. Make that your district. Maybe you have 2 years left, 1 year left in your term. If that's your last term, say, I'm going to go find out what happened in Kentucky. Just go ahead and imitate that and bring that in and have the Bible taught in every single school in
that's
your state.
That's powerful.
As an elective.
That's powerful.
As an elective. And you don't have to worry about how they're going to, God's word is so powerful, he'll begin to speak, you know. Gideon has a wonderful testimonies from Gideon's International about what's going on. Just a Bible sitting into a hotel room.
Wow.
Well, listen, we want to take you to Switzerland.
Switzerland. Stay with us because we're going to be sharing some VFN KB success secrets in this program, and you're not going to want to miss that. So stay with us on this program.
But first, we're going to take you to Switzerland, to Davos, Switzerland, where the economic summit is taking place, where our president brings it home and talks about our success. Take a look.
Over the past year, we have made extraordinary strides in the U.S. We're lifting up forgotten communities, creating exciting new opportunities, and helping every American find their path to the American dream, the dream of a great job, a safe home, and a better life for their children. After years of stagnation, the United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. The stock market is smashing one record after another and has added more than $7 trillion in new wealth since my election. Consumer confidence, business confidence, and manufacturing confidence are the highest they have been in many decades. Since my election, we've created 2.4 million jobs, and that number is going up very, very substantially. Small business optimism is at an all-time high. New unemployment claims are near the lowest we've seen in almost half a century. African American unemployment has reached the lowest rate ever recorded in the United States, and so has unemployment among Hispanic Americans. The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. The American economy is by far the largest in the world, and we've just enacted the most significant tax cuts and reform in American history. We've massively cut taxes for the middle class and small businesses to let working families keep more of their hard-earned money. We lowered our corporate tax rate from 35% all the way down to 21%. As a result, millions of workers have received tax cut bonuses from their employers in amounts as large as $3,000. The tax cut bill is expected to raise the average American's household income by more than $4,000. The world's largest company, Apple, announced it plans to bring $245 billion in overseas profits home to America. Their total investment into the United States economy will be more than $350 billion over the next 5 years. Now is the perfect time to bring your business, your jobs, and your investments to the United States.
Is this so exciting? Think about it. $7 trillion of wealth in 12 months. He says himself, we were surprised. We had no idea.
That's right.
That this would happen. And even when he made the office, he didn't even know. As a matter of fact, God let me know in October what was going to be happening, that he would be president. But he had this shock on his face. And what it is God is doing something. It's a mighty thing he's doing. And we thank God for our president who's going with God and what's happening. And he's talking about the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans in America since the records have ever been kept, including the Hispanic Americans. And I know that Brianna Bolander,
yes,
you know, that she heard a specific prophetic dream, and she shared
powerful
it was
dream.
That God showed her that President Trump will be the best thing that ever happened to the African American, that so many things are going to be taking place. And it's happening.
Yes,
it is. The lowest unemployment rate since the records have been kept. And the economies, every boat rises. I mean, you got to have a boat, you got to have a job. But if you're working, It's just going to rise. I know we got to go to a break right here. We got coming up what about coming up with the Make America Great?
We come back here from this break. We're going to be talking about how Donald Trump, our president, is not only making America great, it's making America smart again, prosperous again, and faith is being protected again and smart. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm telling you, if you want to find out more about us, don't forget you go to VFNKB.com. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, with God's help and his whole cabinet, everybody, is making America great again, making America safe again, making America healthy again, making America prosperous again, smart again, and faith is being protected again, and it's only been 12 months. Are you tired of winning?
I'm not tired of winning. How about you?
No, I'm not tired. I'm just trying to keep up with what God is doing in the
it's
world.
It's amazing.
I was even driving to the studios today. I know we got to go to this, and I was just looking at even around us. We're seeing major construction. We're going from four-lane highways to eight-lane highways. And
confidence is being restored in the economy again and in America.
As a matter of fact, let's just hear from what the Americans are saying about what's taking place. Check it out.
To all Americans in every city, near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again.
Change is not just coming, you know, that's like down the road future. No, change is here. It's right now.
The Trump administration has accomplished more in 1 year to secure our border than any other president prior to him. We can actually do our job, and we're excited to do that job.
It was amazing to just see that this administration favors school choice. It takes power away from bureaucracies and gives it back to the people.
The pressure on me has been lessened. When you don't have those tough regulations on you, I feel like you've been more creative. Now I can manage my people.
But he's given a voice to those that were ignored. They were ignored, and they frankly had given up on what was going on in Washington. And now we are excited to see things happening, changes.
Under the previous administration, we waited 3.5 years for required adaptive changes to be made through a program so that Mike could safely reside in our home. Under President Trump, these changes were made for us in about 2 weeks.
I am so grateful for the liberty and the protection of religious liberty the president is bringing to people of faith. And he's demonstrating that over and over again and is keeping his word to people of faith.
When the president declared the opioid crisis as a national emergency, it brought awareness to this epidemic. We care for babies who were born prenatally exposed to drugs. President Trump is working really hard to make some changes and provide supports.
The crisis is terrible, heartbreaking. Because the president spoke of this, the stigma's lifting in many ways.
My business in 2017 increased 22%, which is almost unheard of in the manufacturing world. It's a great time for small business.
They're making differences. They're making positive, good changes that we've needed for a long time.
He really, truly cares about working people. Clean, affordable, and abundant energy is a number one priority here. President Trump, thank you for ending the war on coal and the policies that stack the deck against us.
America is
leading,
moving forward,
hopeful.
America is the greatest country in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
If you have been part of our tribe, part of our community over the years, you heard us. We're prophesying. It says, you know, what we said, we know the news. We're trying to change the news that we know.
That's right.
Guess what? This is proof positive from this whole program and other things we've been saying since the beginning of this whole term is that God heard our prayers and he's responding to it. I love when the president said from mountain
to mountain.
That reminds me of VFNKB. That's what we're doing. Taking back the seven mountains of culture. There's seven mountains of culture when you think about it that literally determine which way a nation's gonna go. You have the religion or the faith mountain, you have the family mountain, you have the education mountain, arts and entertainment, you have business, you have government, and you have family.
Family.
And it's like, so often we just kind of turn those over to darkness and we just did the church mountain. But we did a good, church, right?
That's
we did church so good. We're going to come back next week
and do it again.
Wow! Look who took over media.
Yeah.
Look at the news. Who's took that over? Who's taking over arts and entertainment? Who's taking over education?
Yeah.
Well, God's taking it all back, and He needs you. He calls to disciple nations, and you can find out more at vfnkb.com. But understand that He called us to go into the world, into the nation, and God's called you into one of those mountains, just to be there. You don't have to be at the top of it. You can actually be a person just there that's in the boardroom. You can actually be a maid or a janitor praying over the whole complex and sweeping and whatever and just speaking. All of a sudden, you're in the executive's office and God says, speak that word now.
It's about having influence and access.
Yes,
that's what God's doing with his people. He's giving you influence and access so that you can bring the change and be the change agent in your respective mountains. Amazing.
Yeah, and the fact is that if, in fact, you're the only believer there, in the spiritual realm, you have the highest authority there, no matter what position you have, because you are moving in the anointing of a king and a priest. God, the creator of the universe, has anointed you to be able to be there. And he says, go let your light shine so other people would see your light, your good deeds. You're not even preaching at them. It's like, help them fulfill their vision.
That's right.
And that's what we do. We work, you know, there's so many ways that we can, you know, come together as a tribe and a community. You got to find your tribe. You can't quit. You can't treat everything like a buffet. Things are coming at you so fast. You got to say, God, where do you want me? Where do I need to relate again? We used to say, you know, God, what church do you want me to go to? It's beyond that. You are the church. Now you got to find out what mountains you're supposed to impact, what tribe are you going to connect to. A billion soul harvest is coming. It's going to take all hands on deck. I mean, so many good things are happening. And this pressure, when you find your tribe, when you find your place, you'll have a peace because you won't say, I don't have to watch that program, but I have to watch that program. I don't have to worry about the education.
That's
I don't have to worry about this because I'm getting all that in the context of, we may be a million of us, but we know we're going in the same direction. Trustworthy, you know that everybody's seeking God in the context of that, and God's leading as one. But we get back from this break, John, tell us what's going on.
Well, when we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about success secrets, and they're coming from T.D. Jakes, how important it is to put yourself on your calendar. You don't want to miss it. It's going to empower you and give you the inspiration and the tools you need to be successful. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
One of the best ways to show your children how to succeed may be to teach him how to fail.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
It's not news to anyone that youngsters mimic the behavior of their parents. And since parents are being watched, they obviously need to be careful about what their children see. Now, this is especially true when it comes to handling failure and disappointment. Do we set ourselves up as models of perfection that never fall short of our goals? Or are we able to say to our kids, "I'm sorry, I really blew it that time"? If we miss out on something that we really wanted, say a new job, do we mask our feelings by offering phony excuses? Or do we simply say, "Apparently the bosses thought Bob Smith would be better suited for the job"? Our children must see that mom and dad can admit their failure and their shortcomings, and that the world won't end because they did. Some of the greatest times of growth between parents and children can occur when youngsters see mom and dad not get what they're going after and still feel all right about themselves and each other. It tells them that winning isn't always normal or possible, and that even when you fail, life goes on. Teaching our kids to win and succeed is a noble thing, but teaching them to handle frustration and failure may be just as important.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going to bring to you VFNKB Success Secrets. Listen, God, this is important. God wants you to succeed. He didn't create you and put you on this earth to be a failure.
That's right.
He's got good plans in store for you, plans to bless you, for you and prosper you, but you got to have wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Don't quit learning so much without learning wisdom to go with that thing. And as a matter of fact, T.D. Jakes here is sharing something so important. We talk about it all the time. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be around to help anybody else.
If you don't take care of the goose that lays the golden eggs, there will be no more eggs. You got to take care of the goose.
Now, I personally have not laid a golden egg, but if
you
John's laid a golden egg,
Oh, hey.
No, we can't talk about that. So, well, listen, this is so important. This is a profound thing that T.D. Jakes is talking about booking yourself. Understand, if you book your job, if you book an appointment on your calendar for your kids and for your employees and for this meeting, are you anywhere on your calendar at all? If you're not, how are you going to survive? Do you know if you don't meet with your employees, you're not going to have them? If you don't come home to your family, you're not going to have a family? Guess what? If you don't meet with you, you're not even going to have you in the end, right?
And not just meet with you, but meet with you for a purpose. It may be for rest. It may be for education or inspiration.
Right.
But it's not in wasted time. It's in time that you're investing back in yourself so that when you go back into your other spheres, you can be successful, joyful, happy, and effective.
And it's so exciting because this is your time. This is the me time.
Oh,
Watch what you want to watch, read what you want to read, and it's all about just encouraging you. When you're happy and you're filled with that vision and enthusiasm, you can do something. But you've been sad for a long time because you hadn't put yourself on the calendar. But listen to T.D. Jakes as he talks about putting the main thing on the calendar.
Enjoying the journey is just realizing that there's joy in the process.
That, and then I put me on my calendar. Put me on my calendar, because I want my attention too. Because if you don't see yourself as valuable, nobody else will. You know, nobody else will. The other point is make relationships count. Making your relationships count, because everything is about relationships. First of all, your relationship with God. That's a very important thing to have. Because as long as you know that there's somebody in charge, you don't have to bear the brunt of the responsibility and the weight of what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
You can talk to the boss. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, enjoy your relationship with yourself. If you don't like you, it makes it hard for me to like you. You know, because people, when you walk into their atmosphere, they draw you into the cosmos of their own drama. And if they're full of drama without you, when you come in, you become caught up in the cyclone of their drama.
Yeah.
Enjoy your relationship with yourself. And then anybody else who comes in, they enter into a party you already started. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the relationship with your kids, the relationship with your spouse, the relationship with your friends, taking time to enjoy the relationships, because there is no fruit. Nature teaches us that there is no fruit without relationships. You cannot be fruitful by yourself in business, in home,
Nothing. In
life, in church. I don't care what it is. You are no more than the relationships you surround yourself with, and make sure that those are good ones. The fifth thing, yep.
Yeah. Now, go ahead. I'm loving it, man.
Is this good?
Yeah, this is really good.
The fifth thing that I really ascribe to is balance work with play. You can't do all of either one and be successful. And to those whom much is given, much is required. And if you work really hard and you're a really diligent person, make sure that you do some play to balance your life out. If you play real hard but you don't work very much, you're going to be fun, but you're going to be hungry. You know what I'm saying? You got to balance work with play. You have to balance that with your children. If you're always a disciplinarian, your daddy going to get you when you get home. I don't want to always be the police in the house.
Yeah.
I want to be the fun guy sometimes. Balancing work with play calls not only for you to be holistic, but for people to get a better perspective of who you are. I get on my Instagram and I put crazy stuff. My kids die. Just yesterday, I put me sweating in the gym saying they said it's going to be fun, but it hadn't gotten fun yet. You know,
yeah.
You know, to let people know that everything is not serious every day. That's too much pressure. We've got way too much pressure on us to be the people we were created to be.
That's so important. How much pressure is everything being put? Look, I noticed this. We're in this we generation. You got to catch a program coming up. We're talking about what we're understanding that the culture and generation that we're in. But people are wanting to connect. Like they're seeing these perfect people, John, on their Facebook, social medias, and that's not the true people.
No,
you know, and
authenticity.
Yeah, just be real.
Reality.
Yeah, be real. You know that. You know, we're just real people. But guess what? God loves real people. He has plans for you. And you can stumble and you can try, and the people who never tried never succeed. And the people that try may fail, but guess what? At least they tried.
And if you're gonna fail, fail forward. Fail learning something. Fail with that experience. Don't fall back.
Which is important, but we always talk about value-based vision management. You can find out more at vfnkb.com. No matter what you're feeling, what you're going through, if you have vision based on your values and you know how to manage it, you can be a basket case for 90 days and you won't end up in a wrong place because you can just fall forward in the vision that you pre-planned in the light. As a matter of fact, this is one particular person says, you know, don't ever doubt in darkness what God made clear to you in the light.
That's good.
And you got to begin to plan your life out, not so it's strategic, even plan your life out for you. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And it's just exciting. You know, you get to that time in your life, and a lot of people save fun for later, and then they have no energy for later.
Well, what he said was perfect. You have to have a proper work and play, you know, work-life balance. And so much is being consumed around work because you're working all the time, but you need to put strategic time for you to be empowered and get back to enjoying life again, holistically.
So this VFNKB success secret is when you're booking appointments for everyone else who's demanding your time. You know, we don't have a lot of time to talk about something we have to talk about a lot. Book yourself. And this is what you say. You don't say, no, I can't because I'm going to do something. You just go, I have an appointment. I have a commitment. And that doesn't offend anybody.
It's true.
They wouldn't like you if you don't. As a matter of fact, if you keep hating yourself, watch out. Somebody might agree with you. But if you won't hate yourself, you won't do that when you invest in yourself. So I want to encourage you. To be successful, you got to be feel successful. Know that God's for you. And sometimes it's just about looking up, looking different, going to the beach, going to the mountains, you know, going to wherever you are to be able just to spend some time and look at all creation. Romans 11, 1, chapter 1 says, just look at creation. You can't even deny the awesomeness of God. And we got to go. I want to pray for you. I want to be, write to us, talk to us in our community about your success secrets. We want to hear new success secrets that we can share with the world. If you post them, we'll share them and let everybody know about it. Call them hashtag success secrets. Father God, we love you. We just speak success over our community, over our tribe. God, we pray, Lord, you begin to gather us for your purposes to be able to encourage and inspire, to invest. God, there's investors out here who want to be able to invest in businesses. There's others that have business ideas. They're looking for investors. All these things are coming together. Lord, it's going to happen in the tribe, the VFNKB tribe. God, we thank you for that. We pray a blessing over them. And we say, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years I struggled with that, you know, spending time with God in regards to, you know, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, you know, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly, and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
He says that, you know, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing. And he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life. And it's just amazing where he leads you. Right. You know, you think you did it.
Right.
You know, when you open up the scriptures and there it is. And like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God. And alone with God, mm-hmm. And you all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them, yep.
And what's their ages? With the children.
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son, uh-huh. My 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though, yeah. To know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had some little study guide or something. I didn't know that you can have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org. Request your plan. It'll be sent to you immediately in your email, iabide.org.